President Trump is getting mixed reviews for something he's reportedly thinking of doing. That is, to pardon several members of the U.S. military who've been accused or convicted of war crimes. The president is said to have asked that paperwork be prepared for that. For some, Trump is absolutely right to consider such pardons, but others see potential problems, like this former military attorney who says issuing pardons to convicted war criminals would risk undermining the rules of our military needs to stay disciplined and effective.
But if those rules are then suddenly undermined because the message is sent that, hey, these rules don't matter, if you're prosecuted, don't worry, I'll take care of it, what happens to good order and discipline? What happens to the effectiveness of our troops? I mean, it's a betrayal.
More from her in just a moment. We also asked military veterans in our audience for their reaction to this story, and we got a lot of responses. Here's a couple of them.
My name is Scott Walker, and I live in Swansboro, North Carolina. I was deployed during Desert Storm in the late 90s. I was a U.S. Marine mortarman, an 0341. When I first saw that the president was talking about pardoning some guys who had done some war crimes, my thoughts were, what were the crimes? And I just hoped that if the president was going to pardon crimes, it would be something that might have happened as a result of a fog of war, not some premeditated sitting in a room roughing someone up. You know, sometimes when a guy's out on the line and he's holding the position and things happen, you get scared, you want to go home to your family, you're worried about what's going on where you're at, and sometimes the political climate doesn't jive with your combat situation. You wind up getting in more trouble than you realize you were going to, and you think you're just trying to defend your position. I think our troops need a little bit of protection and latitude to make decisions that are hard just for the mere fact that we've put them where they're at. The president says, I need you to go do this and that, and when he gets there, we need the president to be behind us, that we did it the best we could, and maybe because we were 18 or maybe because we were scared, we didn't make the greatest decision in the world.
I'm Margaret Seymour, originally from Illinois, and now I live in South Carolina. So I was in the Marine Corps active duty for 10 years. I was deployed to Iraq, Afghanistan, and Kuwait. I was never in combat, but it's honestly, I think to be in combat is hard. It's hard to be a moral person. It's hard to, you know, maintain your sanity, to maintain the sanity and mental health of the people you're in charge of. And so when people do that dishonorably and get a pass, it's a slap in the face to people who didn't commit war crimes. If it was another president, I might trust him to look at the cases and look at the nuance, but I don't. I see it as a Twitter thing. It's like, oh, there's a war hero and everyone's a war hero. And it's not true. You know, some of us are just normal people who aren't war heroes. And then some of us are dangerous people. And I think this hero worship of the military, it leads to stuff like this. It leads to a pass for military members that's dangerous for everyone, military members included.
Just two of the responses to our call out on pardons for war crimes. Thanks to everyone in our vet community who responded to our call for comments. You could read more of what these vets had to say at theworld.org.